Every few weeks since the lockdown began in Wuhan, China, I have been checking in with Piso Seke, originally from Cameroon, living in Wuhan for work, and then trapped in Wuhan when the city sealed itself off from the world. It's kind of come to feel like I have a friend there in the city where the coronavirus first emerged. We have talked about everything from what shows he's working his way through on Netflix to how strange it feels not to set foot outside your apartment for more than 2 months. Well, that changed today. After 76 days, residents of Wuhan are finally able to leave the city, and Piso Seke got to leave his apartment. Piso Seke, hello. I'm so glad to speak to you again. Tell me everything. You went out today for the first time. How did it go?
It was like a kid trying to cross the street without their parents. You know, the feeling, it's like we're scared, and it was a little bit exciting seeing a little bit of the city.
I mean, start with the moment. What time did you go out? You opened your front door, and then what happened? Where'd you go?
So today, I left my apartment around 3 p.m. I had a lot of meetings. I got to see one or two colleagues. I took a walk down the street of my neighborhood, just looking around, and I realized about 60% of the people were back to their work, meaning not all the shops were open, not the gyms, and certain places were still closed. But so far, people are kind of leaving their homes, but just for the essentials.
Okay, let me start by saying I can't believe you made it till 3 p.m. I would have thought you'd be tearing the door open and running outside the first thing when you woke up this morning.
Well, actually, you know, it's like we're not totally free. It's not like the storm is over. We still have a lot of asymptomatic cases, like silent carriers. So we have to be very vigilant. Yeah, we still have to wear masks and social distancing and going out just for the essentials.
When tell me about just walking down your street for the first time since January. I can't even imagine what that must have felt like to feel the sun on your face for the first time in so long.
Well, it felt nice, but I didn't really feel a difference because today I still walked out with my mask. So the only time I'm going to feel completely free is when I'll be able to go out without a mask and when it's going to be safe for us to completely talk to people, hang out with people, and just go back like before. Then maybe I'll feel completely free. But for now, I think this is a very interesting new world.
Did you get anything to eat? Can you tell if restaurants are going to open back up?
Actually, I ordered a pizza.
Oh, this... wow.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's like, it's just the first time I got a bite after like so long, almost 3 months.
What kind of pizza did you get?
So I got a Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, good. Ham and pineapple and all that good stuff?
Ham and pineapple. Yeah, some cheese. Extra cheese always. It felt good. I'm just grateful for being alive. I'm grateful that I was able to see this day because so many people lost hope. I know so many people that gave up. And also so many people have died. So my prayers and thoughts are with those who have lost somebody due to this pandemic.
Forgive me if this is too personal, but I was remembering the very first time we talked and you told me you've been alone in your apartment under lockdown. You said, I'm not married yet. And we were laughing together saying it must be hard to meet somebody under quarantine, not ideal conditions. I wonder, have you thought at all about when you might go on a date?
I am seriously thinking about that. And it's made me think about certain priorities in life I would like to settle down, have a family, have kids. So that is something that has really changed my perspective about certain things. So definitely when I'm getting married, I hope to invite you and others to attend my wedding. Hopefully it's going to happen at the right time.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Piso Seke, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
He's a business consultant living in Wuhan, China. He got to leave his apartment for the first time today since January. Thank you, my friend. Stay well.
Thank you very much.